Natural gas prices could rise as much as 70% this winter. Governor Doyle says Wisconsin is joining seven other states in promoting conservation efforts that could reduce demand for natural gas and cut the price by 13% over the next 5 years. Janet Brandt of the Wisconsin Energy Conservation Corporation says the state will offer incentives to both homeowners and industries to reduce their natural gas consumption.
It's one of those wake-up calls again like we had, you know, back in the 70s, and we need to get serious about this.
Brandt says the state is now offering all state residents a $100 coupon to get an energy audit done on their homes, as well as discounts on insulation and for replacing old water heaters and furnaces with more efficient ones.
$150 off on furnaces, $200 are off on boilers. So really, as much encouragement as we can possibly give right now in terms of information and then incentives to try to get the work done.
There are incentives for industries to conserve as well. Brandt says the governor has asked the Public Service Commission to speed up permits for industrial energy efficiency projects that are already in the pipeline.
We've got 200-plus projects right now, identified measures that are doable, no action yet. If they would all implement, it's 7 million therms right there.
That 7 million therms is equivalent to the amount of gas needed to heat 7,000 homes for a year. One of the biggest projects waiting to be done involves changing the heating system at an ethanol plant near Eau Claire. Environmental groups are applauding the emphasis on conservation, but Brett Halsey of the Sierra Club says it's important not to focus only on cutting natural gas consumption. He says that could lead to dependence on coal, which causes more pollution.
What we don't want to do is add more coal-fired power plants. These lead to more cancer and asthma-causing pollution that causes the premature death of about 475 Wisconsinites each year.
The governor's recent initiative does not address the coal issue, but it does call for an increase in the use of renewable sources of energy. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.